Watch, store owner rejects transgender demand, you are nuts. By Neil Monroe on August 5, 2021. A store owner kept his cool Wednesday as he rejected demands from a transgender man who initiated a heated argument in his store. The transgender man initiated the dispute seemingly because the store owner has a sign inside his store that reportedly says if you're born with a dick, you're not a chick. The transgender man insisted he is a woman, by repeating transgender women are women. He also called the store owner a bigot, and said, I'm living my life the way I want to live it. The store owner, apparently Don Sutcher, took down the sign out of good manners when the man arrived but refused to surrender his argument. The sign says if you're born with a dick, you're not a chick, said the store owner, adding 9 out of 10 customers come in and they are on my side of this. Nobody confronts your ass because you know what? They're afraid they're going to hurt your feelings, the store owner said. Do you know how many people you have embarrassed at City Hall? He said to the man. You're nuts. You're not a woman. You don't look like a woman, you don't act like a woman, you are an asshole. Do you think there is one person that really thinks you are a chick? Nobody confronts you, that's the problem, he said. Outside the store, the owner asked, do you have a dick? I'll bet you do. You don't get to ask that, the man said. You are a bigot. After initiating the argument, the transgender man insisted he was being victimized by the store owner. You're harassing me, I'm trying to leave, he said. I'm confronting your ass because nobody does, the owner said. You're embarrassing the whole community, you said you're a chick and you're not? Are you just going to check my ass out? The man said as he walked away. Stop staring at my ass. The transgender dispute is rarely argued out in public, partly because the establishment media rarely challenges claims by transgender activists. Transgender activists demand the federal government use its police power to enforce their transgender argument on Americans. Their argument claims that children and adults should be allowed to change their legal sex by simply declaring an opposite sex gender identity, even without behavioral changes or cosmetic surgery. The far-reaching demand would require the subordination of Americans who recognize the biological basis of the two sexes, and the wholesale transformation of male-female relations in many areas of civic life, including romance, child-rearing, sports, civic associations, and language. In June, for example, the establishment media ignored the argument made by an American woman who was appalled when a naked man was allowed into a women's spa in Los Angeles. Something has got to be done. This is not fair. It is not right. We as women have rights to be safe in public spaces, and they are being violated by men going into women's spaces, claiming to be women to gain access, so that they can exercise their perversions. Similarly, the establishment media ignored a woman's speech outside the Supreme Court in 2019, who argued that the transgender claim threatens children. It is the right of all women to speak publicly and be able to petition our government for the redress of our grievances and be able to participate openly in the public sphere. I have seen numerous women banned from social media for pointing out that gender transition treatments leave children sterile for life at ages where they can't possibly consent to such permanent decisions. But a generation of quirky, stereotype-rejecting kids, many of whom would grow up to identify as lesbian, gay, or bisexual, many of whom are autistic, are being sterilized as minors now. The transgender label includes several disparate categories of people who want to live as members of the other sex. The categories include young people who reject puberty in the increasingly chaotic dating culture, and the normal tomboys pushed to declare themselves as transgender boys. The categories include gays and lesbians who try to reconcile relationship conflicts, as well as young people who undergo extensive transformation to mimic members of the opposite sex. The most important transgender group are the older and often high-testosterone heterosexual men who are sexually entranced by images of themselves as women. This viewpoint is dubbed autogenophilia. Many progressives are eager to endorse the transgender movement, partly because progressives believe that government should help people escape curbs on their freedom, including biological limits. But a lopsided majority of ordinary Americans, conservatives, left-wingers, progressives, and gays oppose the transgender ideology. In November 2019, Canadian author Megan Murphy spoke at a Toronto library about the transgender threat to women's rights, while hundreds of pro-transgender protesters tried to block the event. "This is unacceptable. Women have the right to speak about their sex-based rights and to discuss valid concerns about the impact of men identifying as women on their safety. This trans activist movement, this gender identity ideology, is nothing if not an absolutely regressive, irrational, anti-woman movement that appears to have become incredibly authoritarian, as no one is allowed to question, challenge, or disagree. And those who do, like myself, are threatened with just about every social and physical punishment imaginable. Jail, social ostracization, loss of income, violence, even death. It is insanity. Even more so when you consider that it is those of us simply trying to speak, to have a conversation, to ask pivotal questions about laws and ideas and policies that impact our lives and the lives of others, who are accused of bigotry, fascism, and violence. The reversals boggle the mind. And the government and the media have completely failed women on this issue. The entire language of the trans activist movement has taken up the erasure of women in order to accommodate a tiny minority of people who would like us all to pretend that material reality doesn't exist. We are no longer women, but cis women, which means, supposedly, we are women who identify with the gender assigned to us at birth. This is insulting. I am not a woman, simply, because I identify with femininity. Femininity refers to the set of stereotypes imposed on women in a patriarchal society. I do not identify with those stereotypes. I am not passive, irrational, or over-emotional. I am not a woman because I wear makeup or high heels. My long hair does not make me a woman. If I were currently in sweatpants and sneakers, if I shaved my head and went makeupless and took up football, I'd still be a woman. The risks include the health risks from drugs, hormones, and surgery, the sexual and social isolation of people who claim to be transgender, and the refusal to recognize the non-transgender sources of teenagers' distress. Many children are damaged by elite touted transgender claims, including Jess Jennings, a boy who had his penis amputated in 2019. Polls show the public rejects the transgender demands, especially of transgender medical interventions in kids.